For years, doctors have advised patients at risk of heart disease to take a daily low dose of aspirin. Now a new study has put a number on that benefit. Patients taking aspirin therapy have a 38% lower risk. And the researchers say a regular aspirin a day is associated with a 25% lower risk of death from any cause. Lead author Andrew Chan with Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School says the study, which followed 80,000 women over 25 years, had reliable, consistent data.
The mortality benefit appeared to occur somewhat earlier for cardiovascular disease, but appeared to take longer-term use for a benefit from cancer. In addition, we did find that women who were older and had a greater number of cardiac risk factors tended to benefit the most from aspirin, which is consistent with a lot of other studies.
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is an independent panel of health experts that evaluates clinical research. Earlier in March, it released clinical guidelines that recommended against the routine use of aspirin to prevent colorectal cancer for people at average risk for the disease. Chan doesn't disagree. He says while his study points to the protective role aspirin can play in preventing cancer as well as heart disease, much more work needs to be done to assess the appropriate therapy with the drug.
We know that there are specific risks associated with taking aspirin over a long period of time, and so some of those risks may not warrant the potential benefit. So it needs to be individualized at this point, and it's really premature to make any clinical recommendations for large groups of people.
Chan says research on how aspirin impacts heart disease or cancer could ultimately lead to better treatments
that have some of the benefits of aspirin use but not some of the side effects.
Chan advises those considering aspirin therapy as a preventive measure to seek a doctor's advice. The study is published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, a publication of the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.